When Daf Mem Amud Beis by the Mishnah, Hamafkid Chovis Eitzel Chaveroi Lo Yichto Lo Bailim Moke. A person was Mafkid a Chovis by a Nitgad, Lo Yichto Lo Bailim Moke. Sarashi says Lo Yichto Lo Ha Bailim Moke. Bebeish shayma leimaloi zobis zu hash ileini. So the Baal, we know from Rashi that yichud mokim means that the mafkid requested from the shayma to be mashal him a certain mokim. Bula yichdu lo mokim, therefore means there was no request. There was no request mitzad the mafkid. There was no hashalas mokim mitzad the nifkad. And this chavis will be bebeis hashayma, wherever the shayma decides to keep it. There's no miyuchedike mokim where the chavis has to be. V'tiltalo v'nishtabro. And he was metaltal the chavis. The nifkat was metaltal the chavis. Pinishtabro, and it broke. So the Mishnah says three dinim. Im mitoich yodai nishbaro, if it broke while he was carrying it, so then we have to see why was he carrying it. If it was letzeichai, he carried the chavis, he wanted to be mishtamish with the chavis. So he had taken Yenim's chavis, he was metaltal the chavis letzeichai for his tzeirich, chayef. So then the nifkad is chayv. Litzaircha, if the reason of the tiltul was the place where it was till now was not a safe place, so he moved it to a better place. And in the process of moving it was nishtabra mitoich yodai. So he's potter. Im mishehi nicha, so these are two dinim, the vial, he was metaltal the chavis, and it broke bishas tiltul, so it depends if the tiltul was letzeirech the shaymer, not letzeirech the pekodon, he's chayiv. If the tiltul was letzeirech the pekodon, he's potter. Im mishehi nicha, but if he put it down already, nishbara, bein letzaycha pota. Sai, it, the tiltul that was in between was letzaychai, or letzaycha pota. What does Rashi say? Letzaychai lehishtamesh ba. He was metaltal the chavis for his private shimush. Litzaycha shahaisa b'makim hatulfe, it was in the hefkedeke place, akreva lishtaber. Imi shehinicha, but what is if he put it down already? Shekila tashmisha, afilo was litzaycha. He wanted to use it. Heishiva, we finish using it. Heishiva b'mokim mishtama. Now I put it down in the mokim mishtama. Bein shetiltala mitchila letzaycha. Sai was metaltalat mitchila letzaycha. Bein shetiltala letzaycha potter. That is the first in the Mishnah, and we won't finish the Rashi till we'll learn the second Bava in the Mishnah. Yichdu lo habaylim, so let's get back to the Mishnah. Yichdu lo habaylim, okay. The second Bava is speaking about that the baylim was miyachid amokim for the pekotin. So that means that he was mashal the baylim amokim miyuchid where the chavish should be. Vitiltalov in Ishbara, and he was metaltalit, and it broke. Bein mitoich yodai, bein mishehinicha, letzorcha chayiv, letzorcha pota. In the Sefer it says, achumre, that if it was letzorchoi, even though he put it down, he's still chayiv. The Reisha it said, even though it was letzorchoi, if he put it down, it's pota. Now the only difference that we can see between the Reish and the Sefer is the Reish is speaking about lo yichdu lo baylem mokim, and the Sefer is speaking about yichid lo baylem mokim, which is very difficult to understand why the yichud baylem should be a sibe to that he's chayiv after mishehinicha. So that's what Rashi says. Now we'll finish the Rashi. Ubegmore porich maishno lo yichtoi miichdi. So we have to understand why in the Sefer it was hinicha, he's chayiv. It seems the reason is because yichtu lo habaylam mokim. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbi Shmuel hi, the Omar loy beinon das baila. Now, we're going back to the Reisha. A person was mafkid achovis by a nifkat, and he was metaltalit litzerchoi, and then hinicha, he put it down. So the hinicha seems, this is, he's returning the pekotin. That means he had used it illegally. It was letzorchoi, lishtamish bo, Rashi says, which is not a legal tashmish. And he put it down. So the Gemara says, and it's good. So it seems I made a hashove, so everything is, the wrongs that he did, the Shomer Adam, seems were niskan already, they were corrected by putting it down. So the Gemara says, Hamani, who is our Mishnah going according to Rabbi Shmuel? The Omar loy bo'inon das bailem. Rabbi Shmuel holds you do not need das bailem. This Anya, we learned about Isa, a goinev tle min ha'eda, v'sela min ha'kis, l'mokim shegonav yachzer divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, return it from where you took it from. Rabbi Kiva oimer tzorich das bailem. Now let us see Rashi. Money, hodik toni reishe, de imi shehinicha nishbara. The reishe says, achidish, that he put it down, and now it broke. Af al pi sheletzoil choi not lo mitchila, even though when he had taken it, he had taken it letzoil choi. Potter, he's potter. The oma mi shehirzira, Now the Mishnah just says, "Vehinicha, mishenicha is potter." So the Narash is explaining what the Mishnah is saying. Mishehirzira, when he put it back, "Harei he b'shus Habaylim kibatchile. So now it's like it was before he took it. Ve'enay alea ella kishaymachinam. He's only a shaymachinam. Upotar al einseho. And he's potter on the onsim. That means he put it back. And now it was nishbara. Now nishbara is an oynes. So Hashem Echinam is potter on onsim. The af alpi sheloi hidia lebailim. He did not inform the bailim loimar nitaltia vehechzartia. He didn't tell the bailim, you know, I took the chavis. I took it litzarchi, which was also vechzartia haviyashave. So our Mishnah says it's good. Rabbi Shmuel, our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Kiva Omer tzorich das bailim. You need das bailim. V'im tzorzit Rashi. Vimloi haidiyom, if he did not inform the bailim, chayev vachiyusom, so he's chayev. Imeis einignav, the midi shoklei komlei bershusei. When he took it, it became bershus Hashoimer, that means he became responsible for what will happen with it. Vashove beloy yediye lavashovehi. To put it back without informing the bailim is not called a hashove. Now let us just be magdim one nekude, which is very important. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma that what we speaking about, Hagoynev Tle Min Ha'Eder B'Sala Min Akis, that Chazora helps Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says Tzorich Das Bailim. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma, speaking about the ganav was the shomer. That means a person gave over to a shomer a kle, gave him over a kiss, and he stole it. And now he returned it. Nichnas lo hira tshuva, he returned it. Now there's a shaila between Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiva, tzorich das bailim, a loy tzorich das bailim. So the Gemara in Bava Kamma explains as follows. This is a lashon of Rashi. That Rabbi Kiva holds Kivin Shenase Ganif, Koso Shmirosoi, the Su Loi Mehemen Lohu Lebaila. He doesn't trust him anymore. He's a shame and he stole it. Veloi Amrino the Sagi Bida Shema. The shame knows about it, that it's returned already. I'm sorry, Koso Shmirosoi. I don't trust you anymore. So Memele, so the chesoron is, there's no das bailim. Either Shema knows, Kosa Shmirosa, he doesn't trust the Shema. V'Rabbi Yishmael Soiver, Adayin Shem Shema Olov, B'Sagi B'Das Tidei. That's a Gemara in Bava Kamma, one Mahalach in the Gemara, and let us learn our Gemara according to that Mahalach. So we have here the Yisod HaMachlokes between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is, if a Shema steals something, Shalai Bershus, and he returns it, is it Kol So Shmirosei or Lai Kol So Shmirosei, And Rashi says, this means, does he still trust him or doesn't he trust him anymore? And that, so Memel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, he still trusts him, so you don't need Das Bailam. Why? Because you have the Das Shema. The Das Shema, the Shema is B'makim the Bailam. And you're still a Shema. And they still trust. I, in the middle, there was a, he went a little bit off the desk, but Al Kaponim, Zira. And Rabbi Kiva says, Kol so shmirosoi, so you need Das Bailam. So that's very meduik to Losh Nagmore of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva oimer tzorich Das Bailam. The Bailam have to know about it. Vim lo yedim chayim v'chiyusom. Vim ishokle konoi v'shusay v'ashove v'lo yedi elav ashove. It wasn't returned. Why? Because there's missing Das Bailam. In order to have Hashem Hashove, the Bailam have to be aware of the Hashove. And if I say Kosa Shmirosai, so I don't have the Das Bailam, the awareness of the Bailam. If like Kosa Shmirosai, so I have the Das Bailam. Who's the, where's the Das Bailam? The Shema. The Das Shema is Kedas Bailam. That is the Vail Pshat. So now, so let's go back to our Mishnah. Mishnah, we have mamish the same case. We have a hivkit chavis eitzel chaveiroi. We have again a shema. Betiltelo litzor choi. And he, mishenicha nishbaro. So bein litzor choi, he's potter, because that was a hashave. So our Mishnah is shitas Rabbi Shmuel. Well, so far, so good. I Rabbi Yishmoel, so now the Gemara is going further. I Rabbi Yishmoel, my Irya lo yichdoi, afilu yichdoi nami. Why does it say lo yichdoi, afilu yichdoi nami? So, we'll see soon a marsho on Taisvis, but let us just say Oisveinik, which Tachsme is pshat in the marsho. If we will think a minute, we have here, let's talk about two cases. Lo yichta loy mokeim and yichta loy mokeim. Now, yichta loy mokeim means that the mafkit, when he gave him the chavis, he told him, listen, I want you to be mashal me this mokim. I want that the chavis should be in this mokim. When the shema took, was metaltal the chavis, lit soil choy, is a avle. There's a big avle over here, because he took it out of the mokim where the he took it out of the mafkid told him, the mafkid told him that, you should hold it here, you should be mashal me the mokim. He did an avla. He did an avla. Fine. Lo yichta loy mokim, lo yichta loy mokim means the Bailam gave the Shema the Chavis. He should hold it for me. Where's the Mokim of the Chavis? The Rishus, the Nifka, the Rishus, the whole house is the Mokim for the Chavis. The Avle of moving it is not so bad. I mean, that's a moving. I took it out where? It's supposed to be in my house. So I took it from the east to the west. So the taking of the avla is not so bad. The avla is not so bad. Now, let's go one step further. Sela minakis, Taisva says, is speaking about yichtolei mokim. There was a mokim, the seller should be in the kis. That's yichtolei mokim. They says it wasn't a teve. There was yichtolei mokim. And we have Rabbi Shmuel said, he took it out of the kiss, and as long as he put it back, even though there was a L'chir and Avlov taking it out of the Mokim that was Meyuchet to be, as long as you put it back, that's called Da'ashove, it's called Midas Bailam, you're still my Shema, Da'ashema ke Das Bailam. So Memele, so Afilu, so an our Mishnah would seem to say that the sole reason that is potter is, it starts off with Hakdome, that means he didn't do an avla by taking it out of this place. Well, the avla is not. The tutel tzorchoi was an avla, but the etzem taking it out was not an avla. There it says, lebeinan das bailim, because the das shemer is das bailim. So why did the Mishnah say, leyichta leimokim? Afilo yichta leimokim. And he did a bigger avla. Rabbi Shmuel holds it's also good. That's pshat the Gemara's kasha. That is pshat the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara asks, if it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, I understand everything. But why did the Mishnah say a tnai of lo yichtoy lo mokem? Afilu yichtoy lo mokem, as long as he returned it, it should be good. So why did the Mishnah speak a case of lo yichtoy lo mokem? That is the Gemara's kasha. Let us just see Tosis. We'll see, let us just see Tosis for 1 minute. We won't learn the whole Tosis. We'll just learn a chelik of Tosis to understand our Gemara, the Bible. I Rabbi Shmuel afilu yichtoi nami. Ve'imtoima minole. How do you know, according to Rabbi Shmuel, afilu yichto leimokim is also leikosa leishmirasa? He still trusts him. Yeshloima midenokat tleva sela. The stam sela leichad leimokim aloylech lemira lemira. Ustam sela yichto leimokim. Bekis, vegam kis yichto leimokim beteiva. Kempach namil besavat rabekiva afilo lo yichto inami. So Tosfos says, the Gemara knew that according to Rabbi Shmuel, afilo yichto leimokim, it's also good. Now let us just see the Marsha for 1 minute. There's a Marsha on this Tosfos, and the Marsha Lachaira says, this pshat. The Marsha says, the minola atkan l'shaynay. This is the first mashan daf memalef amedalef. The mahay lishne ma'ir ye lo yichtoi. When the Gemara says, why did the Mishnah say he's potter by lo yichtoi? Afil lo yichtoi mashme lefum svarosay dahash. Then the Gemara held the tvei ikel lechiyuvei be yichtoi afil lo bechzira bimkaimem em lo yichtoi. The Gemara Vaistois, that is, there's a bigger sfora lechiyuv by yichtoi than lo yichtoi. And the Gemara is, so according to Rabbi Shmuel, why do you need lo yichtoi? Why did, if you say the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, so why did it say lo yichtoi after lo yichtoi? And what is the sfora lechayev by yichtoi? Haine mishum de be yichtoi. The kivin the shina oisa mitchilasa mimkaima shalaymi das a bailam. He was a big shagis over here. The bailam told him, bimashal me this mokim. Ava pishich zirisham ikelech yuvei tvei milay yichtoi. Shleishina mekaima, the bachal mokim mekaimu. So the Gemara asks, why did the Mishnah say, your potter only by lo yichdoi? That's what the Mishnah said, lo yichad lo yimokim. Afel lo yichad, you also potter. Vahokashelu. So Tosfos says, takashe. Minolei Rabbi Shmuel polignami biyichtoi. Eimed amoyde bei my time. What's the Gemara's kashe? Gemara says, why does it say, lo yichte. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel only holds like kolso shmeilos that he trusts him if he wasn't such a big shagetz. But if it was yichte lo yimokim, so could be then Rabbi Shmuel holds his takichayev. It's kolso shmeilos. He doesn't trust him anymore. So it's not called Ashova bedasbal. That was Taisvis kasha. So Taisvis says no. The whole Mekair of the Machleik is Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kive. It's the Barais. The Barais is speaking about Atle and Asela. Asela speaking Yichtaloi Mokim. Asela speaking Vachal Pikein. Rabbi Yishmael says, Imir Ziroi, your Yaitze. So Memele, so that's Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. That is Pshat in the Gemara's Kashe. Now let's go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Loi mi boi kama. Loi mi boi yichtoi. No, that what he says, Loi yichtoi. That what he says, Loi yichtoi is telling us a chiddush. Ba yichtoi de makaimo. He's telling us a chiddush in the chazore. That means if it would have been Yichtoi Loi Mokim, there was a Meyuchedika place where it should be, and he returned it in the Meyuchedika place. Oh, that's called Ashavet. That means he rectified whatever he did wrong. So Memeila, then Rabbi Shmuel holds like also Loi Shmirosei. Elafilu Loi Yichtoi De Lav Mekaimo is also Lebin in Das Bail. No, the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush. Loi Yichtoi Loi Mokim. The Mishnah is coming to tell us that when he gave him, he told it was a Miyachad Amokim. And it was in the east side of his property when he gave it him. There was Loi Yichtoi Loi Mokim. He put it down on the east side. He picked it up. Litzolchoi, he put it down on the west side. That's the Chiddush. V'afal Pikein, so there was no Mokim Kavur, forget he put it back, there's no Mokim Kavur, put it down in a different place. The Mishnah saying a Chiddush, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that's also good. It's like also Loi Shmirosoi, that's called he made a Hashoveh, he finished what he did, but now he returned it. So that's why the Mishnah is telling us, Arabusa, that even though Lo Yichtoi Loi Mokim, he put it down in a different place, because there's no Meyuchedika Mokim, Afal Pikin, that's called Ashavet. That's Pshat in the Gemara so far. Eima Sefer. Now, the Gemara says, now let's see the Sefer. So the way we understand Pshat in the Reisha, is going according to Rabbi Shmuel, And Afilu Lo Yichtoi Loi Mokim, he put it down in his property in a different place. That's called Ashoveh. Lekosa Shmirosoi, it's called Das Bailim, because the Das Shomer is equivalent to the Das Bailim. Shalom Yisrael. Eima Sefer. Now let's see the Sefer. Yichtoi Lo HaBailim Mokim, V'tilto Lo V'nishbaro, Bein mitoich yodoi, bein mishenicho, letzolchoi chayim, letzolcho potter. Now, the Sefer says, vayichto lo mokim, and you put it back, you are chayim. You're chayim. If it was tilto, letzolchoi. So shmer. The Sefer says, tira to the reishe. So the Gemara says, Oson la Rabbi Kiva. No. No problem. The Sefer is going according to Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, we say, Kol solo shmirosoi. So Memele, the minute he was tiltal litzolchoi, he's oi shomer. So the da shomer is not das bailem. So Memele, so you need das bailem. And so is no ashove. The Bailam were not aware of the Ashavah. And the Ashavah without Das Bailam is not called Ashavah. The Dashemer is not called Das Bailam. Also, Rabbi Kiva, the Amabinen Das Bailam. So the Gemara asks, so the Gemara understood that you know why it says, Yichad Loi Mokim, to say, when is it Kol Soloi Shmirosoi? When doesn't he trust him? If it was Yichad Loi Mokim and he took it out of that place, so he's a real shaykhitz. But Loi Yichad Loi Mokim, and if we take it out of that place, So he's not such a big shaygit, so then it's like also loy shmirose. That's what the Mishnah is saying. So the Gemara says it's not true. Doma bin edaspem, Rabbi Rebbe Kiva, ma'ir ye yichdai afilu loy yichdai nami. Afilu loy yichdai is also also loy shmirose. And that was Tais Viskashe. How did the Gemara, according to Rabbi Kiva, of loy yichdai, it's also called also loy shmirose? Because, so Tais says, because the Barais is speaking about a tle and a sela. A tle, it's not yichdai loy mokim, he's roya the tle. There's no special place where the tle is to be. So there's no yichdai mokim for the tle. But Afal Pekin is also Kosa Loi Shmerosa. So why did the Mishnah say Yichdu Loi Mokim? That's the Gemara's question. If it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, say a bigger Rebus, Afilu Loi Yichdu Loi Mokim. I Rabbi Kiva may Yichdu Afilu Loi Yichdu Nami. So the Gemara says, Loi Mi Boi Koma. Loi Mi Boi Loi Yichdu Loi the hashavet, the lav makaymo. So he never made a real hashavet because he didn't put it back in the, that means he put it back, he stole it from the east, and he put it back in the west. He wasn't, didn't make hashavet malye. Elafilu yichdai nami, the makaymo, he put it back mamish in the place where it's supposed to be. It's still no good. The binin das bailim. Fine. Now we know pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. The Makaimahi, Bekivin, the Rashi is going on in the Chiddush of the Rashi. You shouldn't say, Loi mi boi yichdai, the Makaimahi, Kimin, the boi yisim, Mokim, Merzire, Chazor Gemuri. That's why he made a Chazor Gemuri, Tzicha, like also Shmirose. Also, Rabbi Kivin, Terutzei. Frek the Gemuri, Reisha Rabbi Yishmoel v'Sefer Rabbi Kiva, it's a modern Maise. You have two bovis, and the Reisha is going according to Rabbi Yishmoel, and the Sefer is going to Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says, in, Tomer Rabbi Yochanan, man de metargem li chobis alibe decha tane. If you'll find someone that could say pshat in this Mishnah, the two bovis, it stems according to one tane, both bovis, Moivalne mone basne lebei masuse. So I'll be mishamishim, I'll bring his begodim, his kalim to the base of Melchis. If there's someone that can say pshat in this Mishnah, that both bovas are going according to one tane, these are going noilam, I'm a battle my dastim. But I don't see such a pshat. Now we're going to have three Amoroim that are going to say Pshat in the Mishnah, it goes according to one Tana. And let's just give a preview so we'll understand Pshat in their Teretz. Each one said a little different in a different Nekudeh, but all of them said one Teretz. Now I'll just give a preview of their Teretz. They're going to have three Amoroim that are going to say that the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shmuel. The Reisha, the Sefer, is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. So my mail is Azad. The Reisha is Gewaldik. Rabbi Shmuel holds if he returned it, like Kosa lo Shmirosai. So my mail is, so it's good. The Reisha is Gewaldik. What's Pshat in the Sefer? The Sefer is pshat is as follows. The Sefer is speaking about yichdu lo mokim. The Bailam said it should be over here. And when they returned it, they put it in another place. They put it in another place. So you know why you chayiv? Because there was no hashava. Okay, there's no hashava over here. You have to be meishiv, meishiv is exela shagozel, you have to return it where you stole it from. So bishleim in the reisha lo yichdu lo mokim. So where was it stolen from? It was stolen from the beishema. It was returned to the Beis Shemer. Ayah was stolen from the eastern area. It was returned to the western area. That's irrelevant. It was stolen from the Beis Shemer and it was returned to the Beis Shemer. Some in Mele, so there's a Hashavah. So therefore, Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel, like also Loi Shmirosai, and then there's the Asbailim, there's Hashav Shalom al Yisrael. The Seifa says, Yichid Loi Mokai. There was a Mihi made a Miyuchid the Mokim where it had to be. This is the Mokim of the Chayfet. So I count this Mokim is Mushal to the Bailim. This is the Beis Shemer, it's not the Mokim. The Bailim has a area that's Mushal to him. And he returned it, he put it down, but not in that place, he put it down someplace else. So there's no Hashavah. There's no Hashavah, that's why Yechai. This is the Yisod of the Teretz, but all these three Amoraim are going to say, but we'll see till they come to the Teretz. There's a little Arichas in the Gemara, but that's the Yisod of the Teretz. Now let us see the Gemara. Kirgimo Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kamei Derav Shenotlo Almenas Legoizlo. It's speaking about when he took the Chavis, he picked it up Almenas Legoizlo. Tirgimo Rab Nosan Bar Abba Kamei Derav Shenotlo Almenas Lishloyach Boyav. Now this means as follows. We won't get into the Oymet Kadvorim yet. But Rabbi Yaakov learned Pshat. It is speaking about, he picked up the Chavis. We will see this is not the way Rashi said in the Mishnah, Litzor Choy Lihishtamish Boy, to use it. He picked it up to steal it. He took a Chavis, he picked it up to steal it. That was the kavod. That's the title Lutzor Choy. That's what Rabbi Yaakov said. Lutzor Choy. Rav Nosson Bar Abba says no. That's not the case of the Shema. It's speaking about he picked it up lishloyach boyad. That means he didn't want to steal the whole wine and the chavis. I mean, he wanted to take a revius from the chavis. They're making now a lechayim. His daughter became a kali. Doesn't have any wine. So Bekitza, he picked it up. He wanted to. He picked it up. He didn't do anything yet. He wanted to take out a revius of this chavis and go into the house. Machna lechayim. Shalom al Yisrael. That's what he wanted. He didn't want to steal the whole chavis. Chas melahaske. That was the case. Now. Shenot la menas lishloyach boyat. Ba'maika miflegi. So the Gemara says, so what's this machloikis? He said he wanted to steal the whole thing. He said he wanted to take out, to take a chelik of the yayin. Bishliches yad tzricha chesor. The shliches yad nida chesor. Man da omar lekoizlo, kesova shliches yad tzricha chesor. Umando Omar Lishloyer Boyad Kesova Shliches Yad Ainot Sriche Chasod. That you become a gazlan, a fellow you don't make a chasod. Fine. We'll get into the Imek Advarim later. So for Kelt, that's the case. Maskif lo Rav Sheshes Midi not Loktoni. Rav Sheshes said a kasha, sign Rav Yaakov, sign Rav Nosson. You're saying pshat in the Mishnah that this Shema wanted to steal it. He didn't want to steal the whole chavis, he wanted to take out the revius from the chavis. Fine, you have a machlokes between yourself. Rav Sheshes asked, midi not loktoni, does it say in the Mishnah, not lo, he took it? Tilta loktoni. Tiltalo litzoichoi. He moved it litzoichoi. He didn't take it. He moved it. Let's learn El of the Mishnah. El om Rav Sheshes. הוכה במאי עסקינן כגוין שטולטולו להובי עולה גויסלויס. When he took this chavis, he didn't want to take the wine, chas v'sholem, he didn't want to steal anything, he wanted to use this barrel. He needed to get geizlis, there were geizlis on a high place. How does he reach the high place? Oh, Baruch Hashem, someone gave him a chavis, he has now a ladder, he took over the chavis, and then he stood on top of the chavis, took the geizlis, then he put back the chavis. Right? That's the case. Because Sova, so what's the other problem over here? Shoyel Shloimidas Gazlan have it. A Shoyel Shloimidas, to use Yenim's thing without permission, you're also a Gazlan. So not that it was not law, not that it was Igvia Amenas, Lishloach Bayad. It was Tiltala, and he holds a Shayel Shalai Midas. He's a Gazlan. Fine. So now we have here three Mahalchim, how he became a Gazlan. Rabbi Yaakov said he picked it up, he wanted to take the whole Chavis. Rabbi Nosson says he wanted to steal, Shalech wanted to take a revius from the Chavis. Rabbi Sheisha said he wanted to use the Chavis. Shel Shlomi Das Gazlan. Vikulo, fine. So this is, now all three Amoiroim are explaining what's the Taitz L'Tzoichoi. What was the Tzoichoi? What did he take it for? A three-way machlok. Vekulo, now the Gemara feels ois, what the Teretz is. We don't know any what the Teretz is. Vekulo Rabbi Yishmoeli. The whole Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yishmoeli. That what I say, loik also loish mirosai. We say, vesheinicha bemokim sheina mekaimo. Since the Sefer speaking about Yichud Loi Mokaim, so there was a Meyuchadika place where it belonged. So the Sefer speaking about that he put it someplace else in his Rishus, but it's Shaloi Bim Kaima. So they were missing the basics of the Eishimus Exela. It wasn't returned to the Mokim Shenigzal Misham. You have to return it where it was stolen from. Was stolen from a Mokim Mushul, and you're bringing him out, the Beis Shema. I'm sorry, so that's a Kol Dashov. That's the difference between the Reish and the Seifim. In the Reish, it's Lo Yichud Lo Mokim. There's no special place. So where was the Mokim Agzele? The Beis Shema. Where was it returned to? It was stolen from the eastern area and returned to the western area. It's also returned to the Beis Shema. So there was a Hashavah. So that's why Mishinicho the Nishbara is Potter. That is what they said. So Gevaldik. So we have a Mu'im the Kibshat. Side the Reish, inside the Sefer can go according to one Tane. Rabbi Yechanan, so what did Rabbi Yechanan said he couldn't figure out that the Mishnah should go with one Tane. Rabbi Yechanan, he nicha bim kaima mashma. No. Yoha pshat, I wish to disagree. It says in the Sefer, v'hi nicha, he put it down. Doesn't he put it down in a different place? He put it down, it means in the same place. He's saying he put it down in a different place. So he said, Eluyashe pshat. He put it down in the same place. Now, let us see Rashi. So, Rashi, Tirgim Rabbi Yaakov, the Teiku Kula Kechatana, who betray time, it's talking about two cases, two explanations. Reish, Eshir Zirolim Koimo. What shall Ichzir Lim Koimo? The Chalmokim Shechzirim Koimo. Wherever he puts it down, it's Mekoimo. The lo yichdu lo mokim. It wasn't meyached a mokim. The sefer shechzir lo mokim she'ena mekoyma. Kidem esayim b'maskone.
the maskinim b'siyume v'seif v'shnicha b'mokim sh'eine mekayme atarek the kulakoy. This is going on all the three of them, not Rav Sheshes and the Sterit. And Rav Yaakov, and Rav Nosson, and Rav Sheshes, mishum d'inich al-chutz l'mekayme alayhavi chazore. So it's not a chazore. Uchigoyin sh'not loy mitchil al-manas l'goyzlo. When he took it on Nas L'Goyza. V'hayna L'Tzoy Choy Demas Nisa. The Ilu L'Shai L'Bal Mezak Rashi, if it would be speaking about that he had taken it to borrow U'L'Tashmish, just wanted to use it. Kiven the Lav G'zeilu, if there's not a G'zeilu, Sagi B'Asho V'Koldo. You don't have to put it back in the same place. He borrowed it and he put it back. He's not using it anymore. It's pota bonsim. Since it was gozel. This is not called ashova. That is the terrace what all three are saying. Now all three are explaining in a different oifen how he became a god. Rav Nosson Tirgmed, Afilu loy notlo menas l'goyz. Afilu didn't take the chovis to steal the whole chovis. Ela menas l'shleich boyat v'litel miktosa. You only want to take a little bit. V'loy notlo. Afilu hochi komalei b'shusei kula. It's komalei b'shusei kula. V'ahava l'gzeila. Uboy Yashovi, Ubumokim Shane Makoima, Lava Shovi. Avshaishis Loisovik to Lisaime Litilutzai. The Teilu Tzayim, Avshayshis did not let them say the Teilu Tzayim, for ask if, and he asked right away, me did not look to me, me assume the Musa, the Maskon, the Masevi, Shanicha, Bamakim, Shayna, Makayim, Akulaka, is going according to everybody. Shlich is Yad, Shechai, Vayakosuv, Olov, Afilu, Nenso, Kedusivu, Meis, Oynishbo, Oynishbo, Shvus, Hashem, Tia, Ben Shneim, Moisholach, Yodi, Damash, Moisholach, Nishayiv, Shuv misosa bishviyosa tzricha chesorim. Vayhav eshliches yad lamida bishusay elim ke. Chosro. That is what Rabbi Yaakov holds. Yet to be machasred papoyu. And so he not lo al menas lishloich boyad. That's nothing. You have to be machasred papoyu. And Rav Nosson holds the shliches yad loitzricha chesorin. You don't have to be mechasad bepoil. If I picked it up al menas lechasro, that's also sufficient. So that's why you don't say not al menas legoizlo, not al menas lechasro. And Rav Sheshi says. Midi not loktoni, the mashla de shenotla le atzmoi, tilta loktoni, le tashmish balma mashma, le tzolchi de masnis, he was metal to tzolchi, can she tilta love you like geislis, la lois ala kederich sulam, little geislis mit kain gavoya, la filo hochi, abig zeila, mekin bishus head over that shove, tiksava shows lamidas bailam gazlanu, Bekula Rabbi Shmuel. This is the terrace of the Gemara. The whole thing is going according to Rabbi Shmuel. I shinui the kula koi ad Rabbi Yaakov ad Rab Nosson ad Rab Sheshes vein b'sefer shenicha b'mokim she'ina mekoyma avoreisha k'mokim shenicha mekoyme Rabbi Yechon domel arman de metagim einicha b'mkoyma mashmeh. So if it was in Nichabim Kaimah, so you can't say it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel. There's a few things to talk about on what we learned so far, but I just would like to be Messiah with a Ha'oreh.
According to Rav Sheshes, it's speaking about he was metaltal the chavis, he wanted to use it for a sulam. So he's a sheyo shleim medas, and sheyo shleim medas is a gaslam. Right? And therefore, since he nicha shleim mekaymes, felt in that shabbat. L'chayre, and what when a person is metaltal a chavis full of wine, we started speaking about it's full of wine, and he's metaltal it to use it as a sulam. What is he borrowing over here? He's borrowing the barrel, or he's borrowing the wine also. For all practical purposes, he's only borrowing the barrel. But there's wine in there also, so it's heavier to carry. But for all practical purposes, he's only borrowing the barrel. So kan shayla ben. So why by nishba? Since by nishbara, he's chayv to pay for the wine also. So kan shayla ben. Why if the whole gzeil bishleim according to the first two mahalchem, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Nosson, Rabbi Akiva, so he picked it up. He wanted to steal the whole wine. So he's a gazel on the wine. According to Rabbi Nosson, he wanted to take a chelik of the wine. So he says shaleich yad on the wine. But according to Rav Sheshes, he said, Tiltalos, he just wanted to use the barrel. So, L'chayra, why does he become a gazlan on the wine? So, in this kashra, Rav Simcha Mildman wanted to say that for a sulam, the stability of the chavis is dependent on the wine. If there's no wine in it, it won't be stable, topple over. So, it's called, is a sheol shalei medas on the wine also.